Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Probo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, you're listening to The Probo Show, coming to you live on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Quite often they ask me in the chat, Natch, what is it you're saying before you go live? We see you shouting, but what are you shouting about? That's the trade secret between me and the Natch. Usually I'm just telling him how nice he looks. You know, does he, you know, just to boost his confidence a little bit. All right, anyway. Yeah, here we are. There is only one Wednesday, 24th of April, 2024, and it's today, friends, so let's do it right. Let's kick off with what's happening on today's show, where we've got a juicy unpopular opinion. Video games, los videojuegos, should be recognized as an art form. Deberían ser reconocidos como una forma de arte. What do you think about this, Natch? Are you in agreement with this unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, we'll dig into it a little more, because the results of the Instagram poll may surprise you. Ooh. In today's 100 Humans, in the second half of the show, we ask, you know, what even is an art form? Name an art form. Nombra un forma de arte. Or una forma de arte. Self-correction, Nivalato, thanks. All right, and also, today's Complete the News. We'll find out what might be banned after midnight in Milan. Is it feeding the gremlins, maybe? But all that, friends, coming up later. Right now, I'm here, you're here. Yeah, the audience is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. Firstly, a good morning to everyone joining us in the chat. Good morning, beautiful Bohemians. Oh, that's from the bridge. Friday Con's here, joining us from South Africa. Currently in the gym. Have a good workout, sir. Vero, morning, beautiful Bohemians around the universe and beyond. Oh, God, we've got a good crowd in. BTI, good morning, Bohemians. Morning, Bouncy Rob. That was a senior moment, or was it only for me? Did I say Wednesday afternoon, Natch? When I meant to say morning? I don't know. As soon as I've said something, I erase it immediately from my memory banks. While we're on the subject of the way we think, we've got some news related to that. Oh, Natch, finally getting my boiler installed. You may actually notice in my voice that I'm a little bit under the weather. I'm a little bit ill. Probably has a lot to do with cold showers, because I've got no hot water in the flat. Hopefully that is getting fixed today. Oh my God, it's going to be a good day. All right, in the news, if I'm correct in thinking this, Natch, the only subscription TV service you have right now is Disney Plus. Is that right?
No, I have HBO and Amazon Prime.
Oh, dude. Okay. You have Amazon Prime. You haven't seen Fallout yet. # disappointed. It's really good, eh? You'll enjoy it. It's not for kids. Quite gruesome. All right. Well, Disney Plus. I think it's correct to call it one of the flagship streaming services, especially for people with kids and families and whatnot. Well, it seems like Disney CEO Bob Iger is not too happy with the progress or how it has evolved. Not a profitable business. Is a direct quote. Bob Iger reveals a future of failing Disney Plus. This is coming from InsideTheMagic.com. No es un negocio rentable. Bob Iger revela el futuro del fracasado Disney Plus. Disney CEO Bob Iger has admitted that Disney Plus, the company's streaming service, has been a financial disappointment. Despite its strong initial subscriber growth and a rich catalogue of iconic Disney properties, the platform has been unable to sustain profitability, losing billions since its launch. Iger is focusing on turning around its Disney Plus fortunes by reducing financial losses and restructuring its strategy. Do you smell that, Natch? Smells like forbidding sharing passwords. Coming to a Disney Plus subscription near you. Do you share any platforms, any passwords to your platforms?
Yes, all.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's impossible. How are you supposed to do anything? Yeah, I have the, I have Amazon Prime. Well, I have everything. That's why I watch everything. I pay for Amazon Prime. Let's put it that way. yeah, and I watch everything. Whatever. You don't judge me. So yeah, I have friends who share passwords, and it's just the way forward. It's the way forward. In fact, if anything, I would be encouraging that. But no, they get greedy. It's interesting, the USP of these streaming services, right, is what fascinates me. For example, the unique selling point is what USP stands for in marketing terms. Sorry, I'm dusting off my marketing knowledge. The USP of Netflix, for example, is quantity. You will never run out of something to watch on Netflix. Unless you're me over Christmas at my mum's house. Yeah, but you'll never, because they're always, they just shovel any old tat on there. HBO Max, or whatever they're calling it now. I'd say the USP is quality programming. I say they compete with Apple on that one. Apple really, really producing some amazing TV. Disney? What are Disney doing that's different to everyone else, Natch? You have it subscribing to a lot. What would you say is the benefits of Disney over any other platform? The kids' movies?
The kids' movies, yeah. Yes.
Surely Bob Iger should be concentrating on that, right? How better to communicate directly with children? I don't know. I don't know, with the perceived superhero fatigue, there's certainly a lot of fatigue around the Star Wars universe. Basically everything Lucasfilm, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, they kind of destroyed a bunch of IPs, and now I'm struggling to see where they really fit in the market. Anyway, this includes plans to merge Disney Plus with Hulu and ESPN, which is a sports network, into a single app to streamline services and potentially boost subscriber numbers and revenues. However, the service faces ongoing challenges from high subscriber churn rates. Churn rate is, you know, how many people you lose and regain every month. Competition from other streaming platforms and the financial burden of its expansion strategies. What do you guys out there think of Disney Plus? Is it one of the better streaming services? I'd say, like, back in the heyday of Marvel Mania, I would have said, wow, yeah, got to get on the Disney Plus train. But they kind of, whether it's we consumers that have grown tired of comic book movies, or the comic book movies themselves dropping in quality, probably more likely a mixture of the two. Yeah, I don't see what Disney is offering me as an adult. Anyway, interesting to know your thoughts on that. Let's see what people are saying. Eugene is here, joining us all the way from Russia. What do we have? Friday Con, games adapted to movies is my favorite thing right now. Oh, me too, Con Man. Have you been watching Fallout? My God, what a great series. What's that, audience? Why isn't Natch watching the things you recommend when you only recommend good shows? Great question. I don't know. I've asked him. not for millennials, asks the bridge. I don't know. No, millennials are too old now, I think. Morning all, sorry I'm late, says Pedro. How are you doing, Pedro? Better late than never. Pirated content tastes better than paying for it, says Con. I would never pirate. I only ever use passwords gifted to me for my radio reviews. If anyone from a big streaming service just wants to hand me a password for talking so well about your products, go ahead. I'm ready. All right, let's continue. One of the guiding lights in the science of consciousness, a man called Daniel Dennett. He sadly passed away recently. He's a philosopher and cognitive scientist. An epitaph for Daniel Dennett, philosopher of consciousness. Un epitafio, would you say in Spanish? Oh, thank you, Nach. Para Daniel Dennett, filósofo de la conciencia. Now, as you know, we've spoken about consciousness before, whenever anything crops up or whenever we have the chance to talk about it. Daniel Dennett's ideas have certainly formed, you know, quite a lot of the way I think about it. Not that I agree with him on everything. I think he has quite a grim view of artificial intelligence, but his ideas of consciousness certainly have been a guide for me. Let's get into this piece of news about this incredibly intelligent and aware man that passed away. Philosopher Daniel Dennett, known for his proactive views on consciousness, has passed away, marking the end of an era in ultra-materialistic, ultra-Darwinian scientism. Woof! It's a mouthful. Dennett's theories, which suggested that consciousness is an illusion and a mere user interface, simplifying complex brain processes, have sparked significant debate and re-evaluation within the philosophical and scientific communities. His work challenged the conventional understanding of consciousness, asserting that much of our cognitive processes remain beneath the surface of awareness, shaped by evolutionary mechanisms that provide competence without comprehension. This perspective has influenced many to rethink the nature and significance of consciousness, although it also faced criticism for reducing complex experiences to mere biological functions. I love the man's ideas when it comes to consciousness, and I am, you know, I would say 85% subscriber to his ideas. It can be evidenced by the fact that a simple injection can make you lose your consciousness for hours, which, you know, definitely comes in handy through surgery and things like that. It makes a lot of sense. You know, science and philosophy have struggled for years to identify the seat of consciousness. Where is it? What is it? Define it. And the fact that it could be a mirage on a highway, something never reachable because it's not really there, is very, very seductive to me. Being as pragmatic as I am around psychology and consciousness and things like that. Let's see what's being said here. Davith says, good morning, Rob. Pedro, the only consciousness you can experience thus proves its existence is your own, isn't it? Woof, we're getting deep. Yes. Yes, it is. But the idea that consciousness is an illusion, you know, something our brain has created as a mechanism to simplify its complex tasks. I mean, think about it. Your brain is coordinating your breathing, your heartbeat, basically every function in your body, twitching of muscles, everything. What Dennett suggests is consciousness is merely an operating system, an OS like Windows, like Mac, that helps simplify these processes for the driver. But then you ask, who is the driver? And that's where Dennett's theories start to fall off a little bit. Interesting stuff. I do recommend you check out his work. He's authored a lot of books. Daniel Dennett. Let's get into the final piece of news today. We're going to dive into the world of ecology. We were in disbelief. Estábamos incredulosos. Antarctica is behaving in a way we've never seen before. Can it recover? This is coming from livescience.com. I don't know if it's Live Science or Live Science. If anyone from the publication ever happens upon the show, we do mention a lot of your stuff. Please fill me in on that. Estábamos incredulosos, incrédulos. La Antártida se comporta de una manera que nunca habíamos visto antes. ¿Puede recuperarse? Interesting stuff. Éramos incrédulos, says Vero. Thank you. Can we get a nivelazo for the wonderful Vero, please?
Vaya nivelazo.
So consciousness is like time, asks the bridge. No, it's more akin to Android on your mobile phone. You know, you house all the apps in there. It does things without your knowledge, but you as a user have a pretty simple interface, you know? But it does beg the question, who is the user behind those? You know, so yeah, he doesn't answer all the questions, but his work is a fascinating read. Anyway, so here we go. On Antarctica from Live or Live Science. Antarctica is undergoing unprecedented changes in its sea ice coverage, alarming scientists worldwide. For years, Antarctica sea ice expanded reliably during the winter, but recent observations have shown a dramatic decline, reaching record lows since a significant decrease first noticed in 2016. This drastic reduction not only disrupts local ecosystems relying on sea ice for habitat and food sources like krill, which I believe is a small type of fish, but also impacts global climate systems. The sea ice reflective capacity helps regulate the Earth's temperature and is a seasonal growth and melt drive ocean currents that circulate nutrients and heat across the globe. The continued loss of Antarctic sea ice could destabilize these processes, potentially leading to faster global warming and disrupted weather patterns far beyond the polar regions. Worrying stuff. Worrying stuff. If that Antarctic conveyor breaks down, it's the beginning of an ice age in Europe. Ugh. And, you know, I just imagine how my fellow neighbours, my Spanish neighbours are going to react to that. Oh my God, so cold. 13 degrees yesterday. Everyone complaining about the cold. Come on. let's see. No, it doesn't really exist, says the bridge. Ah, in that way, perhaps. I mean, look, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on consciousness. I do find several theories really, really fascinating. And among them are the theories of Daniel Dennett. Let's see, Friday Con. It's crazy that I might see an apocalypse, says Con. Yeah. I mean, look, humans will persist. Humans will persist. That is my belief. So I don't think we'll see an apocalypse as we know it. And let's be fair, folks. You know, the planet's not going anywhere. The only illness the planet has is an infestation of humans. All right, let's get into today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, today's unpopular opinion, today's brain fart, today's pedo-cerebral, pedo-mental, one very close to my heart. Video games should be recognized as an art form. Los videojuegos deberían ser reconocidos como una forma de arte. How do you think people voted on Instagram, Natch?
False.
They voted true. They did vote true. I know I kind of misled you a little bit there. But the truth is, they voted true by a very narrow margin. 59% said true only. Which is mind-boggling for me. You also believe that it should be considered an art form. Is that correct?
Well, maybe, yes. Maybe, yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, the works of Tolkien, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit... most impressive thing about that for me is the world building, right? He constructed a world, languages, culture from, you know, from his own mind. And that was wonderful. You know, every video game does that. Some of the video games I've played have woven the most spectacularly emotional narratives I've ever experienced in media. Yet we don't easily say, wow, that is a work of art. And I, as an artist, as a visual artist, really don't get it. I would say anyone get lost in the world of Shadow of the Colossus, for example, a game that came out in 2005, and not be thoroughly awestruck by the majesty and the beauty of the simple but incredible story. Or The Last of Us, the world building and the emotion, or the beauty of a game like Journey, which is quite old now, 2012 that one came out. Simplistic and beautiful and moving. More of a work of art than a video game in many ways. Yeah, I don't know, the world building and complexity in the Fallout universe while we're talking about it. There is a wealth of beauty and ugliness and everything emotive in video games. And I find it crazy that it's not more recognized as an art form. So let's get into some pros and cons, shall we? Okay, so in the pro column, agreeing that, you know, giving us reasons why video games should be considered an art form. Video games incorporate various elements of traditional art forms, including visual arts, in graphics and animation, narrative, storytelling, music, soundtracks, even performance art in voice acting or even motion capture. This integration creates a unique, interactive experience that can express complex themes and evoke deep emotions. Film, literature, music, video games have a significant impact on culture. They influence other media, inspire fan creations, and often reflect and comment on social issues, fulfilling one of the crucial functions of art. I've always thought of art, or at least an artist's job, is to reflect the world back at itself through the artist's eyes, to give you, as the perceiver of that art, a different perspective, or perhaps even to echo your own. Video games do that in spades, man. Next, video games offer unique interactive experiences that are not possible in other media. They allow players to engage with the art on a personal level, making choices that can affect the narrative and outcome, thus participating in artistic expression itself. One of my favorite exhibitions was in the Guggenheim. It was an exhibition of the work of Yoko Ono. And there's one really beautiful one where it's basically it's a piece that you can walk through, and it's all perspex glass walls, and it's a maze, and in the middle of the maze is a ringing phone. And as soon as you work your way through the maze, which can take quite a while because it's complex, you get to the room and the phone stops ringing. And a beautiful allegory for the frustration of communication and things. I have the same experiences in video games all the time. All the time. Thought-provoking. Just, you know. Ah. Anyway, next. Final point in the pro column. Sorry, I'm having to hurry for time reasons. Some cultural institutions have already begun to recognize video games as an art form. For example, the Museum of Modern Art in New York has added video games to its collection, and there are exhibitions around the world dedicated to exploring the artistic aspects of video games. Yeah. All right. But, you know, there are obviously a ton of you out there that remain unconvinced. For those of you like me who don't understand why that would be the case, let's get into the cons, reasons against recognizing video games as an art form. Critics argue that the primary goal of most video games is entertainment, often driven by profit motives rather than artistic expression. This commercial focus can sometimes prioritize mass appeal over artistic merits. Hello. Not everyone writes books. You know, por el amor del arte. You know, there is a paycheck if that book becomes successful. Or that movie, or that song. Let's not believe artists create for purely altruistic motives. Every artist creates to hopefully make a living from their art. Are we going crazy right now? Next point. Traditional art forms typically have clear authorship, whereas video games are often the result of large teams with various roles, which can dilute the sense of individual artistic vision and voice. Cinema has been considered an art form for years. Are you going to tell me there's not collaboration there? Cinematographers, composers, different actors using their craft. Collaboration can be art too, friends. Sorry, I'm being quite one-sided on this one, but I do have strong feelings about it. Variable player experience. Because player choices and interactions can alter the experience, the artistic intent can be inconsistent from player to player. This variability can complicate the recognition of video games as cohesive artistic expression compared to more controlled art forms like painting or cinema. Art will always be subjective. I have friends that don't understand why I love the work of Jackson Pollock, you know? Why do you like it? It looks like he sneezed on the canvas. It moves me. I see the mathematical beauty in it. It's always going to be subjective. And the fact that video games offer you a perspective where you can see things from another angle, I think only enhances its potential labeling as an art form. Let's continue. Perception and tradition. Some still view video games primarily as a children's entertainment or mindless distractions. Overcoming these long-standing perceptions and traditions can be challenging as it requires a shift in how society values and understands games. I would say, just because people decry it, people who don't engage in the art form decry it as it not being an art form, doesn't make it any less artistic. But guys, that's just my opinion, friends. What I'm interested in is your opinion. We've got tons of comments in the chat. Especially interested to read the comments from Carmen Gonzalez Castro, who is a visual artist joining us in the chat right now. Very interested to see what she has to say, what Pedro, Vero, Conman, everyone has to say on this issue. It's a good one. I will post the poll in the chat and you will tell me. Video games should be recognized as an art form, true or false. Friends, so many things you could have been doing today, my friends. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you guys, you beautiful people, decided to take the time to spend some time with me in the Natch, and it means the world. See you in 4 minutes. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this, the second half of today's Probo show on this beautiful Wednesday morning. How are you doing, friends? My God, we've had a good one today. If you've just tuned in, what did you miss? We spoke about the passing of a really important philosopher, scientist of consciousness, Daniel Dennett. If that's the kind of thing that interests you, read about him. I think his work is fascinating. We learned about Bob Iger's feelings around Disney Plus, the failing Disney Plus. It's not a profitable business, he says. Que no es un negocio rentable. He's looking to perhaps merge Disney Plus with Hulu and ESPN, other Disney properties, to maybe streamline the service. Let's see what happens in the future. And finally, we looked at how Antarctic ice is not refreezing over the winter as expected, surprising scientists. A direct quote here is, "We were in disbelief. Estábamos incrédulos." And then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion, one that's very close to my heart, because I both love art and I love video games, you know? And I think the two are the same. But people do disagree with that opinion, and I want to get into it now. We're going to first of all look at some comments I received while we were going through the pros and cons. Vero says, true, some video games are so perfectly made that they look like real movies. We all know that movies are the seventh art. Maybe video games should be considered the tenth art. Yeah, look, aside from the improvement in graphics, which again is a, you know, a big point. Some of the best video games I've ever played have the poorest graphics. Some of the best stories and narratives that have been weaved for me in the world of video games. Like recently, I played a game called Songs of Senar, which was really a beautiful story, a beautiful visual piece. It looked like God, I can't remember the name of the French illustrator, but it was rendered in a really beautiful way. The video game. And the graphics quite simplistic, really, compared to the realism employed by some AAA titles. But I would say the visuals do play a part in it, but maybe not as crucial a part. Just like in art, you know, you can't judge the quality of a work by how real it looks. You know, for me, the beauty of observing a painting is, you know, in getting close and seeing those brush marks, like being taken back in time when that thing was actually painted. I love that. Anyway, let's continue. Pedro says, I'm not a user of video games now. I used to live in the times of Mario and Zelda. But having seen how video games inspired series like Last of Us and Fallout, there's no doubt there's a lot of art and creativity there. Please don't put Yoko and art in the same sentence. Yeah, I'm not a Yoko hater. I think you can love the Beatles and Yoko Ono at the same time. Yeah, I wasn't much of a fan until I went to see her work in person, and it blew me away, honestly. Anyway, so yeah, I understand, but there's, in the world of independent video games, right, because you mentioned two massive series there, Last of Us by Naughty Dog and Fallout, for the most part, by Bethesda Studios, two big game studios. Not to take away from the art within those games, because it's certainly there in the narrative and world building. But in the world of indie video games, there are so many just beautiful, artistic, incredible stories to unfold, and so many art styles to dive into. It's incredible. Played a game called Dark, Little Nightmares? I think it was Dark it was called. And it was just incredible. It blew me away. Well, I've actually played it with Izzy. And it blew us away. We played the whole game from beginning to end. A short experience, like not all video games last months. But yeah, short, but albeit really moving and entertaining one. Let's continue. It was dark in the sense of just like a certain anime movies kind of dark. Would we say anime is not art? Of course not. Anyway. Good morning, friends, says Carmen. Vero, por el amor al arte, says Rob. Rob, says Vero. Did I get that wrong, Natch? Oh. Can we give Vero a Nivalatho, please?
Bye, Nivalatho.
Okay. Video games are already considered an art form, I'd say, says Carmen. Yeah, which is why it's so shocking to those of us who are in the arts or are great appreciators of art or play video games. We don't realise that we're in a minority in society. Do you know what I mean? That Venn diagram of people who love art and people who love video games, where that mixes together, that's a very narrow slice of the Venn diagram. There's not that many of us, really, which is why just over 50% of people said true, which for me is crazy. It should be in the 80s, 90s. Yeah, so we're digging into it today. We're seeing if we can change some hearts and minds with regards to video games and art. Let's see what Pedro says. I can't unhear her attempt of singing or screaming in the recording of the album Let It Be. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Look, I'm not saying she's perfect. Yeah, more comments on Yoko Ono. I know people have strong feelings about her. Sorry, let's continue. People study video games careers in art schools. Oh no, I just woke up, loads of work this week, says Carmen. Yeah, it's true, they do study video games. Game theory is fascinating. If you're a fan of, not just consciousness, if you're a fan of psychology, I would insist, I would go that far, I'd insist you look up game theory it really gives you an understanding of the human animal from a perspective that is very unusual, one of a games master or a games designer. It's wonderful stuff. And the way these independent video game makers manage to weave a story combining these things, it's fascinating to me. sorry. Oh, sorry, I am really sick today. Happy affiliate anniversary, says Sasha. Thank you. Yeah, it's the anniversary of my affiliate status, Natch, on Twitch. All right, let's see. So, then we went into the poll. I just want to finish off with a... Oh my God, you guys have written a lot. Let's very quickly finish the live audience's comments here. It's also a very complete art form. There's music too, true story bridge, and some of the soundtracks to these games are just wonderful. One of my favorite games is RimWorld. And the kind of Western soundtrack that they have is just, wow. I'd put it on, well, maybe not on a par with Ennio Morricone's soundtrack for the Fistful of Dollars, Few Dollars More, and Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Maybe not on a par with that, but certainly very reminiscent of that. I love them. Pedro says, for the sake of arguing, let's entertain the idea that it should not be considered an art form. Not all video games imply the creative process that characterizes art. It may be more technical and coding than pure art creation. But I'm the least indicated person to talk about video games. My kids should speak here. Well, look, I would say not every Hollywood movie is designed to be artistic, right? Not every book is designed to move you, you know? Just like a lot of video games aren't intended to be, wow, purely creative. Most art created in the world, most visual art created in the world is done by young people copying their favorite anime character. The voyage to art is long and twisty, and who are we to suggest that something is or is not art, you know? So subjective. I would say, though, if I had to land on one side of the line, having such a broad experience with video games, particularly indie games, which I'm a fan of, you know, I regularly surf the Steam sales to see what indie game I can get into. Independent game, I mean there. And I've been shocked by some of the beauty I've seen. If you want to see an artistic video game, search out, oh God, what's it called? This is going to kill me. Voyage? No, hang on, well, Journey. I would say that put it to rest for me personally when I played the video game Journey. Let's continue. Carmen says, there are many things in video games that make them an art form. There's a visual, digital, art, music, narratives. Actually, they're a mix of literature, music, painting. There's the immersive factor that viewers appreciate nowadays when visiting an art exhibition. The only thing I say still lacks the idea of the aura that's the case in some art forms exhibited in museums today. Okay, what else do we have? Aura being that notion of a single and irreputable work of art. All right. Should we finish? The uniqueness, which is no longer a big thing, particularly about those works specifically created to be destroyed. Honestly, I don't play video games because I would spend my whole day doing that. Yeah. Anything. See, there's the thing. People don't play video games because they know they can't invest the time in them. Is that right, Natch? Would you say that's the case for you? I don't want to get into a video game, enjoy it, and then not be able to invest the time required to play that video game. And then for the sake, just like you don't want to watch a 12-season TV series, because if you watch the first episode and love it, you've kind of gotten into like maybe 6 months of TV viewing to finish the whole thing. Which is where I landed with Breaking Bad once. Video games, the same thing. Is Breaking Bad artistic? Would you say that's an art form? I would argue that there's room to say there's art in that. In the interactive episode of Black Mirror. You know, I mean, I think the fact that it's purely technological turns a lot of people off. The fact that people see it as a naive endeavor. But look, when you're entertaining a child, right, you're passing paints and a piece of paper. However, visual artists spend their whole lives mastering that art to reproduce something that's beautiful or thought-provoking or whatever. So I would say your opinion on what's naive and what's not is kind of dependent on the scale of time you're talking. You know, that kid who was given a pot of paint 20 years later could be the next Michelangelo, for all you know. Let's see what you guys voted. All right, let me pull up the poll. Oh, nice. Okay. So I made the statement that video games should not be recognized as... recognized as an art form. And you guys said... 75% true. Much happier with that. Yes, sir. Yeah, look. Number one, art is always going to be subjective, isn't it? I would just say you kind of store your preconceptions, perhaps your bias around it being childlike or childish. Understand the massive collaborative efforts, the way it incorporates so many different artistic mediums, and maybe even consider the possibility of getting lost in a digital world. And when that has happened, And when that has happened, then we can sit down together and talk about with what you've just experienced is art. I find most people who criticize this or would say no are neither aficionados of video games or art per se. Just working on pure perception of the art form. That's not every case. I assume there are people watching this that are like, no, I love both. I still don't consider it. But I would say you're in the minority. Yes, it is entertaining. But surely art in some way is entertaining, right? In every way. When I go to an exhibition, I'm thoroughly entertained. When I go to a movie or listen to music or read a book, I'm thoroughly entertained. Or at least I hope to be. So why a video game being entertaining, why should that make it any less an art form? I have no idea. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right, guys? He would say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's go to 100 humans. Oof, thanks. All right. Okay, it was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question, simple one, was name an art form. Nombre una forma de arte. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. Going to read a few of the people who responded to this one. MCVR, Carmen, Anna, Pedro, Nessa, Gemma, Sonia, Bendingo, Izzy, Rosa, Chica de la Segunda Fila, Vero, and many, many more. Thank you all for playing along. All right, so let's get into it. As always, we turn our attention to the wonderful, the shining, angelic being we call the Oracle to kick us off. Natch, name an art form.
Music.
Music. Well, immediately in the chat, you've got Eugene and The Bridge on your side. They both say music. Is music there? Yes, it is. Well done. Well done. Izzy, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Pedro also agreeing with you via Instagram. All right. Let's see. Vero says sculpture. Sculpture. Always been, I'd love to learn sculpture. That would be my next. Like, I play music. I play 2-3 arguably musical instruments. I paint. I write. I would love to be able to sculpt. Yeah, maybe that's my next thing when I retire. Is sculpture there? Yes, it is. Well done. Sculpture, actually the second most popular answer with 12 of 100 humans saying sculpture. Well done, guys. In the chat, we have Vero, The Bridge, both saying painting. Painting. Is painting there? Yes, it is. Well done. You guys are on fire today. Theatre. 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 Is theatre there? That's from Carmen. Theatre. Yes, it is. Well done. I forgot about poor theatre. I dedicated my life for like 5 or 6 years to theatre. Yeah. Theatre is there. It's the 7th most popular answer with 4 of 100 humans saying theatre. Only 3 left to get. David in the chat. David RCH76 says dance. Baile. Is dance there? Or danza, you'd say, right, I think. Is dance there? Yes, it is. Well done. 5 of 100 humans said Dantha. It's in 6th place. Jeezy, Louise, you guys are on fire. What else do we have in the chat? We have writing, which, yeah, obviously. Writing. Is writing there? It should be, but it's not. Come on, 100 humans, really? Theatre, but not writing? Come on. It's probably in the 8th place or whatever. But yeah, writing not there, but a great answer from The Bridge there. Sasha says drawing. Drawing. Or illustration, I think is a better word, right, than drawing. But drawing. The 100 humans say yes. Well done, Sasha. 100 humans said drawing, not illustration. So, you know, you got it exactly right. Well done. 8 of 100 humans said that. You're just missing one more. So we have a few answers here in the chat. We have Cross Stitch, which is an interesting one from Sasha. Cinema, pottery, singing, acting. All great answers, but sadly, friends, none of them are there. Some interesting ones as well on Instagram. MC Via says tattooing, which I found an interesting one, right? Graffiti says Sonia Bengo, which is another great, interesting answer. Banksy would agree with that one, I think. Baking and cooking, another one from MC Via, which I found fascinating. All good answers, but sadly, none of them there. There's just one more. Natch. This is another visual art, but you need a machine in order to do it, okay? It's a machine that's been around for 100 plus years. You know, you press a button, you hear a click. Nowadays, you don't even need to send it anywhere to get the visual medium back. Now you can even just see it on a screen. Some of the people in the chat know what it is. Do you know what it is, Natch?
Photography.
It's photography. Well done. Amazing. I like that. You know, if you'd have spoken to a painter, I think, before the invention of the camera, about what they thought, is photography an art? Or, you know, just as it's starting to take away jobs from portrait artists. What about photography? It's not an art. However, now we don't even argue that photography is an art, right? This is in third place right here. An interesting example of how our ideas around art evolve, right? For those of you who still think false, that video games are not an art form. All right, let's see. Carmen says, poor photography in danger these days with the arrival of AI. But perhaps we're going to see the birth of a new art form thanks to AI. I mean, portrait painting didn't go away when photography was invented, neither landscape painting. You know, they're still around, healthy, well. And photography will stay too, I believe. All right, anyway. And also, I think photography was probably more in danger by the smartphone and and more accessible cameras than anything else, right? Anyway, so let's go through the list. So I asked 100 humans to name an art form. In position number
7,
we have theatre. Another collaborative art form, actors, writers, directors, set designers, all coming together to collaborate on a work of theatre. 4 of 100 humans said that one, 7th place. In position number
6.
Sorry, guys. We have dance. Would you say danza or baile, Natch, for that one?
I would say, well, both.
Both, equally as well. Okay. 5 of 100 humans said danza, baile, dance in 6th place. In position number
5.
We have music, música. In position number
4.
We have drawing, ilustración, dibujo. In position number
3.
With 11 of 100 humans, we have photography, fotografía. In position number
2.
Escultura, sculpture. 12 of 100 humans said that one. And finally, in position number
1,
with 51 of 100 humans, painting, pintura. A quick goodbye there to Pedro. See you later, Pedro. Thank you. I was doing cross stitch at the onset of labor, says the bridge. What else? Poor photography in danger with AI. Childbirth is an art form, says Sasha. Well, you know, you are literally creating something. A lot of agreement with Sasha there in the chat. All right, so let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News!
A good one today. We're going to the Florida of Europe, Italy. Ooh, all right, so in news today, this one coming from Sky News. I'm going to give you a real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. With the three options I give you, you, my friends, will complete the news. Let's get into it. Milan is poised to ban blank after midnight after a new proposed law. Milan se prepara para prohibir blank después de la medianoche tras nueva ley propuesta. Is it A, drinking wine? Is it B, talking loudly? Or is it C, ice cream and a pizza? Is that racist? No, because I'm half Italian. Those are my people. I can say whatever I want about Italians. Okay, so Milan is poised to ban something after midnight in a new proposed law. Trasnuevo ley propuesta. But is it A, drinking wine, beber vino? B, talking loudly, hablar en voz alta? Or C, ice cream and pizza, helados y pizza? What do you think, Natch?
C.
I think ice cream and pizza. Yeah, because, I mean, can Italians really control B, talking loudly? I think that's the lowest volume they have, right? And drinking wine? But I would say ice cream and pizza are pretty deep into their culture. The chat is saying B, talking loudly after midnight. So it's B versus C, Natch versus the chat. Let's see. All right, Milan, poised to ban. The answer is C, ice cream and pizza. Chat were winning, Natch. They were one ahead as of yesterday, but you've just pulled it back. Well done, sir. Yeah, Milan is considering implementing a new law that would ban the sale of ice cream and pizza and other takeaway foods after midnight. This proposal, intended to protect the tranquility of local residents, would affect 12 districts and aims to reduce noise from groups congregating on streets late at night. The law, if passed, would be effective from mid-May to November, enforcing restrictions from 12:30 a.m. on weekdays and 1:30 a.m. on weekends and public holidays. This is not Milan's first attempt at such a regulation. A similar effort in 2013 by the mayor was met with significant public resistance, leading to a reversal of the decision. It's a little bit, it reminds me of the how Botiones became illegal here in Madrid. When I first got here, it was like, you know, a rite of passage to attend your first botellón, which for my international listeners is drinking on the street in a large group, basically. All right, friends, let's see. I too feel entitled to meterme con Brits and Spaniards, says the bridge. That's crazy, says Sasha. Yeah. To maintain the public peace. Well, look, friends, that's all we've got time for in today's show. Sorry about my voice and that I'm a little ill today. Hopefully that'll get better. Friends, a lot of things you could have been doing today, but instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you next time.